بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Now we will start the chapter of love and pleasure with Allah, our love and love of Allah and being pleased with Him and yearning for Him. So الشوق, which is yearning, الحب, which is love, الرضا, which is pleasure, to have pleasure with Allah and His decrees, to have love for Him and to yearn to Him. One should know that love for the Almighty is the highest. And again, this is the book of Mukhtasar Minhaj al-Qasidin by Ahmad ibn Qudama. One should know that love for the Almighty is the highest state. It yields its fruits of longing for and pleasure with Him. Rightly before it comes, some other states paving the way, such as repentance, patience, and asceticism. All of those stations, they pave the way for you to reach the state of having complete the so-called total enthrallment with Allah, which is the highest degree of love. It is, you know, it is the degree of love that is mixed with complete humility. And that belongs only to Allah. You love Him to the point where you're enslaved to Him. And you're enslaved to Him and you submit to Him with complete love. So that mixture is not to be had for any being but Allah. Because you know that there are degrees of love, and those degrees of love would start with what's called al-alaqa, which is an attachment, and then be followed by as-sababa, which is the ardent sababa, which is the ardent love, and then it moves on to al-ishq. Al-ishq, which is, in this case, will be maybe, certainly it's not, huh? No, yearning is shawq. Shawq, you long for, you yearn. But al-ishq, maybe al-ishq will be ardent love, maybe as-sababa, and certainly we're, you know, the concept in Arabic itself, you know, the alaqa is attachment. It just means attachment. You're attached to someone, and we can explain this a little bit more so that you know what it means. And sababa is from sabba, which means poured, like your heart pours out after them, like your heart goes out after them, goes out for them. And that's from like pouring. So attachment is when you have a friend at work that is friendly to you, but you hear that they traveled or they moved, and you say, well, this was a good guy. We'll miss him. And that's it. That's attachment. Alaqa. But then sababa is when your heart goes out after him. Your heart, it's like your heart is being poured out of your chest after that person. So that person was working with you for 10 years, and then you feel a little pain in your heart when you hear that that person move. Al-ishq is, so sababa will be, in English, love, you just call it love. And then al-ishq would be the ardent love. The ardent love is the love that sort of, that is rooted in your heart. In other words, that level of love, certainly al-ishq is not used in the sense of the love of the mother, for instance. It's usually used for the other gender or the other sex. But that degree of love, that degree of love in this category is when that the departure of that person is like uprooting a tree that is deeply inserted in your heart. So your heart will bleed. It's ardent love. It's love that is controlling your heart. So it is like, you know, the love of the mother, for instance, you know, someone, or the more than the love, the child's love of, for his mother, the mother's love for the child. When that child dies, it is like part of her dying, you know, and it is you know, there is no compensation, certainly. No makeup and no forgetting afterwards. You know, no mother forgets a child that died completely. Like, even when she's 80 years of age, she still remembers that she had a child who died. Sometimes, even if she has an abortion, and the child has really, it's certainly the child, the attachment grows over time, and the bonding grows over time. And the first scream of the child is when that personhood of the child is really established, and that connection is really built or strengthened. But even before this, she has an attachment that is very strong. So even with abortion, she still remembers that she had a child. And that can apply also between the two sexes, like, you know, the love of a spouse, for instance, can sometimes reach a degree that is like this. Whereas, you know, the departure of this person, whether it's the separation in the dunya, or separation because of death, would make you make your heart feel like it lost part of it, and the derooting of that person it comes about with great pain, and your heart continues to bleed. So that's ashq, that's the ardent love. But the last, which is the tatayyum, which is the total enthrallment, mutayyim tatayyum. It's the total enthrallment, and the total enthrallment is not supposed to be had for any human being. That level of love that is talked about in Tatayyum should not be given to anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That level of love that is a mixture of love and humility, that you love Him to the point of enslavement. You are His slave because He made you in the first place. But without that, you would have been His slave just through the amount of love that you have for Him. Do you see this? That does not mean that you are not His slave to start with. You are His creature. He made you. It's not just you're His slave. He made you out of nothing. You did not exist. He made you. So you are His. You're His. You're owned by Him, and more than you're owned by Him, because you could own an object without making it. You can buy it. But He made you, and He did not assemble you. He brought you out of nothingness, which is Adam, into existence, which is wujud. So, but had you not been His slave this way, you would have been His slave because of your love for Him, the love that reaches a level of enslavement. You cannot afford to displease the Beloved, no matter what. You cannot. It will completely make your heart dysfunctional, your body dysfunctional, your spirit dysfunctional, to displease the Beloved. And that is enslavement. Enslavement to the Beloved. And that there is no room for anyone other than Allah in this category. And there should not be any room. And this category should not be opened for anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that category is basically worship. Because what is worship? Al-ibadah is kamalul hubbi. It is the combination of the ultimate love with the ultimate humility. You add these two together, and that is worship. The combination of ultimate love with ultimate humility. Humility before the Beloved. Now, with people, you can either show ultimate humility, but to any human being, if you show humility to that degree, it is not accompanied by love. It is accompanied by fear. You may show humility, this degree of humility, to a president or a king or a supervisor or something. It's accompanied by fear. It is not accompanied by love. Once they coexist, that level of humility, that level of ultimate or absolute humility with absolute love, then that is called worship. And if you have this feeling for anyone but Allah, then you have shirk. Then you do not have tawheed. So those are the four stations. It is important that you keep all the people out of the highest station or category. It is important that if you allow people into the third station, they should not approach the fourth, because this is not like a separate room with a key. This is a continuum. This is a spectrum. So if you allow the people to come up the third station and approach the fourth, then you are getting yourself in danger. You are getting yourself in danger of complete destruction with the departure of the beloved. Complete destruction with the departure of the beloved, or with the anger of the beloved, or resentment of the beloved. So some people do this. Some people kill themselves if they lost their relationship. You know, that happens. So that is the complete destruction. And certainly you should make sure that you do not allow anyone in the third category to come closer to the fourth category. People should be down in the third category, between the third and the second, or in the third, closer to the second. The second is when your heart goes out for them, but it doesn't devastate you. The third is when your heart goes out for them and you will have permanent pain, like the mother who lost a child, and anyone who loves anyone like this. You will have permanent pain, permanent loss. But that mother who lost a child, her pain, you know, if she's patient, she'll be rewarded for this pain. But the mistake would be on the part of the one who allows himself to get into a relationship that will bring him closer to destruction or to devastation if he lost that relationship. Because your heart should be independent of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be able to be a devout worshiper of Allah, completely devoted to Him, unless all of the attachments, alaiq of your heart, alaiq of your qalb, your heart, are severed, except for that one attachment that connects you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will still have love for your mother, for your father, for your children, but this soundness of your heart is not contingent upon your relationship with anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you have all of the attachments severed and you have this one attachment alive and well, then you have the so-called wasalta. Wasalt means you have arrived. You have arrived to the station of sincerity, the station of complete devotion and sincerity. It's unanimously agreed that the love for Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, is compulsory. The Almighty says in the Quran, or Allah says in the Quran, soon will Allah produce a people whom He will love as they will love Him. He also says that those of faith are overflowing in their love for Allah. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. The first one is يحبهم ويحبونه. سوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبهم ويحبونه. The second one, which is but those of faith are overflowing in their love for Allah, would be وَالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. On the other hand, Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, a Bedouin came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, O Allah's Apostle, when will the hour be established? The Prophet ﷺ said to him, woe to you, what have you prepared for it? So that is to alert him that you should not seek knowledge for entertainment, for mere information. The Prophet ﷺ told him, it doesn't matter where the hour comes, but what have you prepared for it? Let's say it comes tomorrow, or it comes in 20 years, or 2,000, or 200,000 years. And that is what the Prophet ﷺ teaches us, to not be apocalyptic, teaches us to not be frivolous. You know, people who keep on talking, keep on, you know, calculating the day of judgment, when it will happen, and so on. That is superfluous, frivolous, apocalyptic, and just impious. So he said to him, what have you prepared for it? That's what should matter to you. And the Bedouin man said, which was a very good answer, I have not prepared anything for it except that I love Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet ﷺ then said, you will be with those whom you love. It's also reported that, well, Azrael is not a confirmed name of the angel of death. The angel of death is called the angel of death. Azrael is not a name that was established for the angel of death in the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Therefore, we should not call him Azrael. So it's reported that Azrael, or the angel of death, visited Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his soul. Ibrahim wondered, do a friend take the soul of his friend? Then the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him, do a lover hate returning to his beloved? This is from the Israelites. And it could be reported, but not established, because you have authentic reports and non-authentic reports. But this was not reported in the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ authentically. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, knowledge of the Almighty results in His love and vice versa. The love will bring about more knowledge, because you want to know about the Beloved. That's why, you know, people who love, you know, celebrities, they collect all information they can about those celebrities. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْعَلَىٰ And to Allah belongs the greatest example. But if you love someone, you will be interested in having more recognition, more knowledge of the Beloved. And the recognition of Allah, that applies to all people, by the way. You know, love that results in more recognition applies to all people, right? Because if you love someone, or this applies to everyone, all beings. If you love someone, you will tend to know more about them. The opposite is not always true. Because more recognition results in more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that equation works infinitely. Infinitely. In other words, every time you have more recognition, you'll have more love. Because what would you come to know about Allah that would not result in having more love? There is nothing. But when it comes to all other beings, you will get to know, you know, you'll get to know something that may detract from your love, or something that will not necessarily result in more love. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more recognition, more love. An equation that will infinitely work. And that is why to learn about Allah and to learn about His sunnah, His way with the people before us, to learn about His actions, to learn about His attributes, to learn about His deen. Because learning about His deen is more recognition. Because His deen is what He prescribed, what He legislated. It's it You know, if you love your father, for instance, and you know that your father had written a book, would you not be interested in, you know, your father passes away and you have a lot of love for your father, and you come to know that your father have written a book that you have not read before. Maybe your father was an author. You've read all of his books, but you've come to know that there was a book that your father wrote that he did not read before. And you are in so much love with your father who passed away. Would you not be interested? Lillahi al-Mathal, to Allah belongs the greatest example. Allah is eternally alive, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a book and had sent a revelation at one point of time to a particular messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you are truly in love with Allah, you would want to know all the details of this message, just like the son would want to read all of the books of his father. Inshallah, we'll be talking more about this, but this chapter is quite an important chapter, quite essential for us to read it, to read about the love, the yearning, and the pleasure. The yearning, which is shawq, the love is love, and you know the pleasure is to be pleased with Allah and all of His decrees. But the shawq, which is the yearning or the longing, is shawq to Him, is that attraction that you feel to go back to meet Him, and if He's the origin, if He's the origin, and your nature is not corrupted, it is only natural that you have yearning for the origin of your existence. He's the one who made you. Likewise, this life of ours is not our first life, and we should yearn to our first life. Ibn al-Qayyim says, فَحَيَّ عَلَى جَنَّةِ عَدْنٍ فَهِيَ دِيَارُنَا الْأُولَى وَفِيهَا الْمُخَيَّمُ وَلَكِنَّنَا سَبِيُ الْعَدُوِّ فَهَلْ تُرَى نَعُودُ إِلَى أَوْطَانِنَا وَنَسْلَمُ. And then hasten to the gardens of Eden, for these our first abodes. دِيَارُنَا الْأُولَى, first abode. وَفِيهَا الْمُخَيَّمُ, in it our final dwelling. وَلَكِنَّنَا سَبِيُ الْعَدُوِّ, but we are the captives of the we are the captives of the enemy who was able to deceive us out of paradise. Shaitan, we're the captives of the enemy who was able to lure us out of paradise. وَلَكِنَّنَا سَبِيُ الْعَدُوِّ فَهَلْ تُرَى. So do you think فَهَلْ تُرَى نَعُودُ إِلَىٰ أَوْطَانِنَا وَنَسْلَمُ. You think we'll be able to go back to our homeland and be safe, or earn safety from the enemy? So that longing for the first abode, the longing for our first dwellings, and more than this, longing for the first abode should be your longing for the origin of the one who brought you to existence. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. He is the first and the last, and He is the outermost and innermost, or the most manifest and the innermost, and He is all aware of all things. So that longing and yearning, that's why the greatest pleasure in paradise is not, you know, the food or drink or anything else, is not all of the physical pleasures in paradise. But the greatest pleasure in paradise, as the Prophet ﷺ said, is another ilaha jalla azza wa jal, is to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then you would have gone back to your origin. You can imagine, like, you know, if you cut out part of yourself, that part will never feel the same unless it goes back to where it belongs. You know, so that part will never be functional, will never be completely functional, completely safe, unless it goes back to where it belonged in the first place. So that part could go into another person, that there may be rejection, or there may be, you know, the body may not accept that transplantation, or even if the body accepted the transplantation, it will never perform like it did in your body. Or it may, it can go to a grave, or it can go somewhere where it will be completely dysfunctional. So the yearning to our origin and the yearning to Allah who created all things is a shawq that we will talk about in more detail, inshallah, next time. JazakAllah khair.